Welcome to the Falcon Nation Information Show. I am Marcellus Jackson. We are here to give you some information about Fulton High School. We will have special guests including the principal, Mr. Smith, and teachers and students. We will also have the school announcements and also inform you on some of our active sports. And now it is time for our Falcon Nation Information Show.
Welcome to the Falcon Nation Information Show. Here's Jordan with the school announcements.
The date and location for Fulton's graduation ceremony has been changed. It will now be held on June 8th at 9 a.m. here at Fulton Stadium. Please mark your calendars. Each senior will receive six tickets to the ceremony. Next week, Fulton's Project U is hosting Kindness Week. The theme this year is Falcons Unite. Be on the lookout for fun events related to uniting us as a school every day next week. Remember, the hard deadline for tuning in work is coming up next Friday, March 12th. Seniors, please check your class of 2021 Canvas page for new scholarship opportunities that have been recently posted. They are also listed on Fulton's website. Please mark your calendars for the Upper House Tutoring Night coming up on the 9th of March. Teachers will be able to help you with your work after school until 5 o'clock. We will also be hosting Maryland Madness that night as well. The Project U Club meets each Friday at 8 a.m. in the library. This club encourages kindness at Fulton High School. See Ms. Dayton for more information. There is big news from the library. The library is no longer charging fines for overdue books, so return those long-lost overdue books and check out a new one. Tutoring is available for all students in the library on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5, and on Wednesdays from 2 to 3:15. Teachers from all course subjects and TRIO staff will be available to help you with your work. The library now has access to an ebook collection called Comics Plus. It has thousands of digital comics, graphic novels, and manga. There is a link on the main library page. See Ms. Dawson in the library if you have any questions. Please make sure that you are charging your Chromebooks at night and that you are keeping up with your chargers. The school does not have extra Chromebook chargers to loan. The College of the Week is Sewanee, the University of the South. The University of the South was founded in 1857 and has a nationally recognized College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and a distinguished School of Theology and a School of Letters. Sewanee is located atop the Cumberland Plateau between Nashville and Chattanooga. Sewanee offers 36 majors, 43 minors, and 15 special programs, along with pre-professional programs in business, health medicine, education, engineering, and law. More than 40% of the Sewanee students participate in study abroad programs. The Fulton basketball team will play at Greenville on Monday night in the sectional tournament. The winner goes to the state tournament in Murfreesboro. You can get more updates on everything going on at Fulton High School at our website, knoxschools.org/Fulton High School. We are also on Facebook and Twitter at Fulton High. You are listening to the Falcon Nation Information Show on WKCS Radio. We will be back in a moment.
Welcome back to the Falcon Nation Information Show. We're here with Mr. Flores and Winslow. Mr. Flores is with Project Grad.
So, today I want to ask you, how is your day today?
My day is going great. I'm happy to be here.
So, you're a part of Project Grad, okay? What exactly does Project Grad do?
Yeah, Project Grad is a K through post-secondary organization that assists primarily here at Fulton with everything college access related. I work primarily with juniors and seniors and anything college access, like applications, Tennessee Promise, FAFSA, but my colleagues also work alongside students to make sure they have a plan.
Yeah, I heard about FAFSA whenever I was a freshman. What exactly is FAFSA?
Yeah, FAFSA, the deadline just got extended again, which is great for our students. Luckily, all of our students here at Fulton have completed it. But the FAFSA is a free application to receive financial aid from the federal government that everybody needs to apply to in order to ensure they receive their scholarships, such as Tennessee Promise, Tennessee Hope, everybody trying to go to any place ranging from UT, Pellissippi, TCAT needs to make sure they have applied for the FAFSA. And the deadline for those not at Fulton, I guess, also has been extended until March 14th.
Yeah, and you guys have like a new event coming up, Craft Workers Week at Fulton?
Yeah, we have a new event that grew out of a collaboration between Fulton, Project Grad, Knox County Government, and Messer Construction to encourage Fulton students to pursue careers in trade, mainly construction. And we're going to be highlighting events all of next week with different opportunities.
Yeah. Okay, and I want to ask, how exactly does Fulton High School, you know, support all this, support all these events going on and FAFSA and stuff like this?
Well, they're allowing us particularly to bring in outside people and allow us to have some time during classes. Some of these events will be during first block, like our Messer Monday. Messer Construction will provide virtual resources for first blocks for skilled profession students. And they'll get the opportunity to learn more about the trade. So they'll be using that time to learn more about opportunities once they graduate.
Yeah, and I notice it's like over the week. So each day has like a different thing with it?
Yes, each day has a different day. Like I said, Messer Monday, we do have TCAT Wednesday. We'll get an opportunity for a TCAT representative to come by and tell us all about the trades and also assist students with applications and follow up for those that have applied. Pellissippi Thursday, they're providing a video for NEST because Pellissippi does offer some technical and certificates that our students can obtain, as well as 2 days on Tuesday and Friday called Get It Done, and We Got It Done, just to make sure students are understanding the purpose of the week, and we're going to have workshops to ensure that they're on the right track and if answer any questions they might have.
Okay, so do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. Okay, so Fulton Project Grad has offered previously, in the previous years, they had offered a summer institute. How is those summer institutes, are they going to be available because of COVID?
Yeah, we've had a little bit of delay on relaying that information, but we've actually just received some updates on the summer institutes in general. We've received all the applications, and they'll be started to be provided to our students here at Fulton on Monday. And all of our institutes are still on, although they might look a little different. At least at the moment, TCAT and UT Summer Institute will be in person, but commuter experience, there won't be any overnight stay at UT like traditionally there's been in the past. And Pellissippi is currently aimed to be a virtual experience. So we will have more specific details next week when we start distributing the applications, but we're just very excited that that will be an opportunity offered to our students this year.
Yeah. So is this to help students get jobs in their field?
It's just particularly to provide resources and information about trade and construction.
Yeah.
We want to ensure students know that there are more opportunities out there for them, and particularly in the trades. And we're also trying to be intentional in including women in this campaign as well, because sometimes we are trying to remove barriers and myths about women in construction. So that's also a big part of this initiative as well.
Yeah, and how exactly are you guys keeping everyone safe with the whole COVID business going around in this event?
Yeah, the important thing about it, most of the events throughout the week will be in classrooms or during NEST, just a video, virtual resources from a lot of these organizations. The only time we will have a rep is on Wednesday from TCAP, and during that, it will be a socially distanced event with everybody needing to wear masks, and there will be hand sanitizer provided. A limited amount of students interacting with the representative.
And what about virtual students? I know that there's this whole thing, you know, going around, virtual students. How exactly are they going to be included in this? Will they be able to come? And how exactly does virtual students even work with the SLC? I've never really understood that. At least personally.
Yeah, I know we will have all the resources available that we're going to be provided to the students virtually on Canvas and on the website. And we will be sending emails to ensure that they're aware of what's going on and make sure they can ask questions too, because we do want our virtual students to be involved.
So it's going to be online?
The resources, like after the day, will be posted, yes.
Okay, do you have any questions?
I'm trying to think.
Go
ahead and ask another one. You're wonderful with the questions.
She might blow a fuse. Oh, God. No, I'm kidding. No, but any questions you want me to ask you?
Not anything. I mean, particularly just wanted to highlight that we're just very excited to have this opportunity here at Fulton.
Yeah.
We're always excited to highlight trades and opportunities for careers that not often get the light that they deserve. Sometimes the talk might just be about traditionally known, like doctor, lawyer, and we want our students to be aware that a career in construction is a valid career, and that's something they can pursue if they like to.
So this is for construction. Okay, so it's just okay.
Primarily construction, but other trades as well. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, John, I had a question. I just forgot it. No, it was Oh yeah. Who exactly are the other staff in Project Grad, if there are any?
Yeah. Currently, we're going to do some transitions here at Fulton, but our primary staff right now is myself, Alan Flores. I'm a college and career access coach, like I said, with juniors and seniors, and my colleague, Ms. Christy Kirk, who's mm-hmm. also a college and career access coach with juniors and seniors, Ms. Kim Nagels, mm-hmm. who's a college and career access coach with freshmen and sophomores, and our supervisor, who's our team leader, Kenzie Zimmerman. She's currently out on maternity leave, but will be back towards the end of the semester.
Yeah. And I want to ask, how exactly can teachers and parents help with Project Grad at home? Or maybe help out here, you know, socially distanced, but, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Like, how can they help you guys in, you know, for future projects and stuff like that?
Currently, we're limiting the amount of, outside volunteers we're mm-hmm. able to receive because of COVID.
Yeah.
But they're always welcome to email us, particularly at the school. Our resources and our emails are listed on the website mm-hmm. Under the Project Grad tab, and they're always welcome to reach out if they wanted to contribute or help, and we can try to find a way, if there is a safe way for them to help us out.
Yeah, and how exactly do you guys communicate with other teachers? Like, do you guys communicate with other teachers, or is it just like you guys are your own thing mm-hmm. in this, your own thing, Project Grad, and that, you know?
No, we always try to stay in communication with teachers mm-hmm. and staff members here at Fulton. Although we are Project Grad, we're also part of the Fulton staff ourselves. Mm-hmm. Our offices are here. I'm actually housed with Ms. Christy Kirk in the College Access Center near the cafeteria, and Ms. Kim Nagels is upstairs on the fourth floor. So our offices are here for the school-based staff, and we're always trying to collaborate with teachers and counselors to work with our students.
So Project Grad, it isn't only a Fulton thing, right?
No, it is not. Project Grad is also at Austin East High School. And there are middle schools and elementary schools that have a feeder pattern to Fulton and Austin East where there are some supports from Project Grad as well.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
You had mentioned earlier about the FAFSA and how almost everybody at Fulton has filled out their FAFSA. How do you and Ms. Christy Kirk, how do y'all manage and find out if students have done their FAFSA or not?
Yeah. Well, we have access to state reports that get updated as the state figures out when, like, they communicate with FAFSA, because it's a federal form, and then we receive a report on which students have filed it. So that's how we know that at this point, every student that is presently active, either virtually or on campus, has completed their FAFSA.
Yeah. How exactly does signing up online work for FAFSA? Do you just fill out a form?
Yeah. Okay. The FAFSA is a... although I believe there is a paper form available, that's preferred for the last few years has been an online form.
Okay.
And we've been, throughout the semester, because the FAFSA itself opened in October, we provided in-person FAFSA frenzies, and as well as we've done virtual events to try to reach out our virtual students and our in-person students. So that's why we've been successful to meet what was then the deadline of March 1st.
Yeah. Mr. Mays, I noticed that you sat down here at the... You know, here.
Yes.
Do you have anything?
Well, you had a good question just a minute ago about, you know, families supporting, but I think one of the things that everyone needs to remember is that we need the community to help support Project Grad, because you all have had several things, and I don't know what the plans are necessarily for the future, but I know public support, you know, donations, things of that nature make a big difference to keep the Project Grad program going, as well as I know in years past there's been some efforts to provide students with laptops that are going to college. You know, they have a big telethon on Channel 6 to help raise money for to give students computers for when they go off to college. So definitely the community at large and the people that are listening to us can certainly get behind the work of Project Grad financially, which is definitely a big part of the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where exactly can people donate?
They can donate. I think there should be a link on the Project Grad website, as well as this year we have gone through some organizational changes, and we're actually housed under the Knox Educational Foundation. Mm-hmm. Project Grad is now an initiative of this foundation. So on the Knox Education Foundation website, there should be a link to donate and contribute and learn more about Project Grad itself and all of our initiatives.
Okay. Anyone else have any other questions?
Well, I'll just conclude and say, you know, Project Grad has been a part of Fulton High School for longer than I've been here as a teacher, which that's a long time. And I think it's been a key and integral part of success for our students and the work that they do. And we can't thank all of the Project Grad staff enough for the work they do in helping our students, not only with things that come up as students in high school, but also to start getting them thinking about their future. So I think it's one of the most important parts of our school, and we're always happy to be able to spotlight Project Grad on our radio station.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you for coming, and we will be back on the Falcon Nation Information Show after a quick break.
Falcon Radio 91.1 WKCS Knoxville.
And we are back on the Falcon Nation Information Show with the sports segment. I'm here with Shania McCoy and Russell Mays. So the Falcons played Kingston last night and lost. I'm not sure what the score was. Mays might know.
It was a close game. That's one of the things for me is somebody can say, well, I have no idea what the score was last night. I broadcast the game, and that's like I know we lost, and I know it was a close game, but as far as remembering what the score was, I should have written it down before I came back here, but so that's my fault. But it was a good game. Congratulations to Kingston on winning the region championship. It was, if you take the Fulton side out of it, the fact that Fulton lost, it was a pretty exciting event for the people in Kingston to be able to have a region championship game on their court, having one of the best teams they've had at that school. And they have a good basketball tradition, but one of the best teams that they've had. I know they're trying to go to the state tournament for the first time since 1991, and I saw something said that they hadn't won a region championship since like 1979 maybe. If I saw that correctly. So that was exciting for them. Their coach, I noticed after the game, he had some tears in his eyes. So I hate that we lost, and I never like losing, but it was good to see, a school that hasn't had big-time success here recently win.
And you could definitely tell the excitement through the fans once they won, running out on the court.
It was a wild atmosphere, and I don't think anybody thought in a year of COVID-19 that you would have those kind of atmospheres at a basketball game. So their community really turned out. There was only 500 tickets sold for the game. It seemed like there were more than 500 people there.
It definitely seemed like there were more than
500 people. It sounded like there was about 30,000 in the gym last night. So yeah, it was exciting for Kingston, and now for Fulton, they have to go on the road on Monday night to Greenville, mm-hmm. who won the Region 1 championship, and Greenville knocked Fulton out last year, and Fulton, if you know this group of players is going to make it back to the state tournament, they're going to have to find a way to get past Greenville, who's really established themselves as a dominant program in Upper East Tennessee, and they're not going anywhere. They're going to be good for the next couple of years. So I know Fulton has a young team. Greenville's going to be good for several years to come. So Fulton's going to have to find a way to knock off Greenville if they have a goal of making it to the state tournament or winning a state championship.
Greenville's a young team just like us. I think last year a majority of them were sophomores, so this year they're going to be juniors.
Right.
So going to be a good game.
Yeah, that their region championship game with Sullivan East went to overtime, and Greenville came out on top. Greenville's been beating people by 20, 25 points every game.
Go, Greenville.
So that's going to be a tough battle for the Falcons on Monday night, but it should be exciting. And, you know, sometimes these tournament games, you never know what to expect. I wouldn't have anticipated Greenville and Sullivan East to go to overtime. Sullivan East is a good team, and that's going to be a tough matchup for Kingston. Going back to kind of the Kingston kind of fairy tale storybook type story that they're having, this is a tough game because, you know, you've got it at home. There's going to be so much excitement. It's going to be big for Kingston to not get too caught up in the moment. And they didn't last night. They played – Fulton jumped out to a big lead starting out, and Kingston fought right back in it. So I think Kingston can do it, but it's going to be tough because that's a good basketball team that they're going to play in Sullivan East.
Well, we're here with one of the Lady Falcons basketball players. I'm not sure if she really wants to talk about it.
They had a great season this year.
Yeah, we did.
And I want to say how much fun it was to watch you play, because you really got after it the other night, just all over the place, making stuff happen, not afraid to get on the floor and mix it up, and so yeah, you were
great 4 years.
Yeah, you were a lot of fun to watch get in play. So I wish you
thank you.
Sad the season's over, and
you
wish you the very best. Going forward. So, you know, both basketball teams had a great season this year.
Yes. What about softball?
The softball team starts their first game the first day of spring break, and I'm pretty sure that's March 15th. The baseball team, I'm not sure when their first game is. But both of those seasons are coming up, and so is tennis. So
you playing tennis too?
No, ma'am. No. So hopefully we have some success out of those teams as well, because we've had pretty good successes with our sports team here recently.
Yes.
Yeah, and spring sports season is always exciting because you have so many different sports going at once. So not only you have baseball, you have softball, you have track, you have tennis, you have soccer, all going on. I don't think I'm...
I forgot about the soccer.
Yeah, I hope I'm not forgetting anything. And what's cool about that is you have lots of different students that may not participate in other sports that get to participate in something in spring that they enjoy. And that's good. You know, every student that can participate in a sport or an activity, that gets them more connected and into the school, and I think has a positive impact overall. So I really enjoy the spring season. I miss being out there on the baseball field or on the softball field, you know, back in the days when I coached. So you know, the weather gets nicer. It's nice to be outside. There's nothing better than going to a, you know, whatever it is, if it's even if it's a tennis match or a soccer game, get out and support these Fulton teams while you can.
Now, Mace, will you be broadcasting any of the spring sports?
Maybe. We'll see. I know they've talked to, of course, Corbin is helping coach baseball.
Yes, I've seen that.
And I think Jackson is going to be maybe doing the PA at the softball games.
I've heard that too.
So they're going to be around. So maybe we can. Maybe come do a baseball game. I enjoy it. From the radio standpoint, most people don't know this, I probably would enjoy baseball and softball, broadcasting those games as much as I do football or basketball.
Yeah, you've told me stories of how you used to record yourself.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Broadcasting, well, not broadcasting, but, you know, recording yourself commentating on baseball games when you were younger.
On a tape recorder in the... at my grandparents' house when I was a little kid. That's how I practiced. It's fun to do baseball and softball because it's, as a broadcaster, you get to have more personality because there's more downtime, so you can tell stories and then, you know, when the action takes place, you know, describe all that. So it's a good mix of personality and action. So we're looking forward to the spring season getting started. Just a reminder, Monday night will be Fulton and Greenville in the region tournament. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock, and just stay tuned here and we'll have information on whether or not we're going to be able to broadcast the game. And or if not, we'll give you a link to where you can listen to the Greenville broadcast, so at least you can follow along with what's going on. And we wish the Falcons very best of luck trying to make it back to the state tournament.
Would they probably let us go up there this year if they make it?
To the state tournament? They may be a few tickets. I'm sure they've probably released some information. It's going to be in Murfreesboro at MTSU. So I know there's going to be some restrictions as far as how many, but I would say that they will let a few people come. Mm-hmm. So it won't be as many as normal, because I know that's what they did during football season. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time, you know, as we get to the end of basketball season and the start of spring sports. So always a fun time here at Fulton High School.
Well, thank you, Mace, and thank you, Shania.
No problem.
And that is the end of the Falcon Nation Information Show.
This has been Falcon Nation Information. Make sure to tune in next week for our next episode of Falcon Nation Information here on 91.1 WKCS Falcon Radio. Lit.